We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is Lundy Graw. It's Monday, February 15th. It's also President's Day. We'll talk about all of that. And it is also time for some cold weather that we've not seen in a long time. And I'm trying to remember when everything iced over. Maybe 2 years ago? Because I remember taking pictures of Betsy the Boxer in the ice. So I'm guessing about 2 years ago. Anyway, 100% chance for numerous showers. The interstate, in case you have not heard, from Baton Rouge to Texas is closed. So it is not a good day to get on the road at all. In this area, I don't think on the North Shore that's expected, but not necessarily on the South Shore. Either way, keep it here on WWL, and we'll keep you apprised of everything you need to know, which is one thing we do that the big media outlets don't, nor can satellite-generated radio, and we pride ourselves on being live, local, and original, and at kind of brings us to our next guest. He's from LSU, Joshua Dar, Assistant Professor of Political Communication at Louisiana State University. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Glad to be here.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you getting up. I really do. Let me talk about the Republican Party, if I can. President Trump acquitted over the weekend. Not a big surprise at all. But in terms of what happened after, Mitch McConnell giving a speech basically saying that the president was responsible, but because of kind of having a foot on either side of the line, if you will, but because of the, in his mind, the fact that the proceeding was unconstitutional, other than that, plus he said the president could face possible criminal activity, and these are not his words, but I'm paraphrasing, or civil litigation in the future. What happens to the Republican Party now, Professor? How do we know when the war is over or who wins, and is it all leading up to the midterms?
Well, I think politics moves pretty quickly, and you know, this was a pretty big event, but I think that the midterms are quite a ways away. There's a lot of legislation to be passed and a lot of ups and downs in coronavirus and then maybe some other things we haven't thought about yet, but with regard to the Civil War within the Republican Party, Trump's winning at the moment in that, you know, enough people were there and said that they were willing to find him not guilty even as they disapproved, that it shows that he still has power. And, you know, he may or may not as the midterms arrive, but for now he's got enough power that those votes went the way they did.
I'm going to get hammered for this, but I don't care. I respect Bill Cassidy for voting his conscience rather in his mind and not just being terrified of the Republican Party and the people here in Louisiana castigated him and so forth because they are firmly aligned with Trump. He's got 6 years until he faces re-election again. Will all of this be forgotten by then, you think?
That's been the safe bet recently. There's been so many major events in politics just over the last 4 years in particular, but you know, I think that there'll be other things that people have on their minds, and if Trump is still a powerful voice at that point, then yeah, maybe Cassidy will be in some trouble. But I think that he took a stand, and six other Republicans took that stand with him, so he certainly wasn't alone. I think he did what he thought was right, and maybe people will remember that too.
6 years from now is a millennium in politics, is it not?
It is, yeah. The Senate, you know, electing people to six-year terms is very deliberate, and the Senate is supposed to be the saucer that cools the House, in the words of the founders. And, you know, two-year terms for the House, six-year terms for the Senate, that's not an accident. The House is supposed to be more responsive, while the Senate is supposed to have a little bit more time to deliberate things, sometimes a lot of time to deliberate things.
All right, let me take a break. I want to talk about your study when we come back about the loss of local media and how that could worsen or has worsened the polarization we suffer politically here, suffer from politically here in this country. Interesting man, interesting study. Joshua Darr, Assistant Professor of Political Communication at LSU. More when we come back, 651, 9 before 7. That'd be time for traffic now on WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, 654 and a half. We are talking to Joshua Darr, Assistant Professor of Political Communication at LSU. And as we all know, the country is very divided politically. And the professor did a study that came up with some pretty interesting results. So, Professor, if you could talk about, I guess it's the importance of local news as it relates to political polarization, et cetera.
Exactly. Yeah, we found, unfortunately, too many communities that had a local newspaper close. There's a crisis happening in local newspapers right now, and there's been a lot of closures. So we compared areas where a newspaper closed to areas where a newspaper hadn't. And what we found was that people in the areas where a local newspaper closed were much more likely to vote for the same party up and down the ballot. They just were voting with party and less likely to split their tickets, as we say, to vote maybe Democrat one way or Republican in a different office. And so that we interpret as meaning that polarization is higher in those areas because people just have party to work with. And we have some additional evidence in there that it's because they're switching into national news. It's not that they're losing information and it's changing their votes. And it's not that they're, you know, we're not missing variables. It's not that they're after the, it's not that the paper's closing later and it's the kind of place where a paper closes. When a paper closes, people switch into national news and they get more polarized as a result.
Because I guess maybe the national outlook is more about tribalism and less about what's better for that particular area?
Entirely. There's so much conflict in national news, and you get all this reporting on the national parties fighting with each other and on the lack of an agreement that's being reached on a bill, you know, and it's just not the same kind of material that local politics is, where you're emphasizing local identity instead of party identity. We're saying you're talking to people as Louisianans, not as Democrats or Republicans, you know, and I'm hearing all these ads for local products and local businesses. And I'm thinking as a Louisianan, as I'm listening to you, whereas national news, it's just Democrats and Republicans, and it seems very far away and it seems disconnected from your life. And you can almost watch it like a sporting event.
It also seems like some people I know are ardent team players when it comes to party, and they support a party that may not be in their best interest, and they might be Democrats because they think that's they hear and that's what they're being told to, when in fact that the policies would hurt them, or they're Republicans and they vote for policies that would hurt them financially, when in fact, if you look at the demographics of it, the Democratic Party, and look, you can philosophically aside, personally, on a micro level, where the Democratic policies would benefit them more, but it seems as though somehow, due to national coverage, people have been conditioned, shall we say, to vote for things that are not in their best interest out of some kind of misguided sense of patriotism?
It's hard to say. I mean, people are form attachments to party pretty early in life, and they say, well, this is what I am, and they tend to stick with it. And that group identity that they feel with their party tends to be more powerful than being persuaded by issues or being persuaded by things like you were talking about. It's a very, very strong attachment. But one of the things that can sort of cut across that is the feeling of local, you know, a connection to your local community. And that's one of the things that local news can build up, whereas partisan news is only, and national cable news with all the conflict, is really only going to appeal to that party ID. And so it makes you more of a Republican if you're a Republican, sort of regardless of what's actually happening, and vice versa for Democrats. It just makes you a stronger partisan, and you're going to vote like it.
In terms of involvement, and we only have a minute left here, but does lack of involvement lead people to just stand in line with either the Democrats or the Republicans because they feel as though they don't really have a say in what's going on, although maybe they would if they would get involved?
It can. I mean, plenty of people are disgusted with both parties. Even those people tend to vote for one more than the other, though. And if people aren't willing to get involved, and if they aren't willing to sort of work, you know, for their beliefs through volunteering and that sort of thing, then it's pretty easy just to sit at home and watch national news and tisk-tisk at what's going on. But, you know, a lot of politics starts at the local level, and local media can help with that as well.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Really do. Have a great Mardi Gras. We'll talk to you again soon, I hope. We're going to take a break. Come back. Talk about President's Day here in WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.